Time now for your letters. Mixed reviews on my interview last week with comedian Russell Peters. The comic's particular brand of humor, making fun of cultural differences, rubs some of you the wrong way. Art Rules writes on our website, npr.org, "This guy earns money doing this? Are you kidding? I'm sure I wasn't the only one who didn't crack a smile once during this waste of time. You missed the real story. How can he possibly be a big earner as a comedian?" But Sun Kim of Valley Glen, California says, "Humor is very personal. If you don't have the cultural context, it might not be funny to you. On the other hand, my friends and I think he's hilarious. A lot of his humor speaks to us and pokes fun of our own race." And now, an update on an interview that aired a few weeks ago. Scott Simon spoke with Aaron and Michael Lancer, a couple that was in the middle of adopting a 3-year-old boy from Haiti before the earthquake happened. In fact, Aaron was in Port-au-Prince visiting little Jeffrey at the time of the quake, but she couldn't take him with her to Buffalo, New York, because he didn't have a passport.
And through the help of local elected officials, such as Senator Charles Schumer, we were able to keep the pressure on. There were some signs, some glimmers of hope, and every day we just got better and better news.
That's Michael Lancer. He says shortly after speaking with us, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the State Department issued a policy that eased the way for some Haitian adoptions already in the works before the earthquake. Then came the best news.
We got a call saying that Jeffrey was coming home.
The Lancers flew down to Florida to meet his plane.
It was extremely exciting. He got to meet his older brother and sister for the first time.
The new, bigger family waited a few days before flying home together to Buffalo, where the temperature was 17 degrees and snow covered the ground.
He didn't know the word for snow. He calls it glissé, which, as far as we can tell, means slippery. And he likes to be pushed around in on a sled outside, and he likes to throw snowballs. And he's opening and closing doors right now, if you can hear that in the background.
We'd like to hear from you. You can send us an email by going to npr.org and clicking Contact Us. Or you can post your thoughts on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NPR Weekend. You can also send us a tweet. We're at twitter.com/NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.